chapter 9. Extract from the writings of Cracklin Squirrel, recorder of Redwall Abbey in Mossflower Country.
Great seasons, now I know I am old. A beautiful spring afternoon, the sun smiling warmly over Mossflower Wood and our abbey, and almost every beast from the smallest Dibbon baby to the mother abbess herself is out in the grounds at play. While here am I, sitting by the kitchen ovens, a cloak about me, scratching away with this confounded quill pen. Oh, well, some beast has to do it, I suppose, though I never thought that one day I would be old. But that is the way of the world. The young never do. Let me see now. Out of the red wallers of my early seasons, there are only a few left. Abbess Tansy, my dear friend, the first hedgehog ever to be mother of Redwall. Viola Bankville, our fussy infirmary sister, and who else? Oh, yes, Formal Diggum and Gerbole, the cellar keeper, two of the most loyal moles ever to inhabit Redwall Abbey. Counting the squirrel Arvin and myself, that is every beast accounted for. Arvin is our abbey warrior. Who would have thought that such a mischievous little rip would grow up to be so big and reliable, respected throughout Mossflower? Alas, the season's caught up with all the old crew who were our elders, and they have gone happily to the sunny meadows. Though they are always alive in our memories, those good creatures, and the knowledge and joy they imparted to all. Sad is it not, though, that our abbey has lacked a badger and a hare for many a long season now. But I beg your indulgence. I am getting old and maudlin. I've become the same ancient fogey my friends and I would laugh at in our youth. Enough of all this. If I sit here much longer, I'll be baked to a turn like the oat farls in the oven. If my creaking joints will allow me, I'm going out to play with the others. After all, it is springtime, isn't it?
Abbess Tansy ducked as a ball made from soft moss and twine flew over her head. She wrinkled her nose at the tiny mouse who had thrown it.
Yeah, missed me, slowy bungle paws.
The mouse babe stamped her foot paw and grimaced fiercely.
I'm not opposed to duck, you egg mother, Tansy. You stand up straight.